Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump is preparing to talk to reporters ahead of his rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania today. His campaign continuing to deal with the fallout from a weekend rally at which one comedian referred to Puerto Rico as a floating pile of garbage. There's ABC's Rachel Scott at Mar-a-Lago.
We have reported that the Trump campaign, of course, did select that comedian as well as other speakers to deliver remarks ahead of the former president's address as well. He did not take the opportunity to denounce the comments, but in a statement, his campaign has said that those comments do not reflect the views of the former president or his campaign.
Consumer confidence up as Americans head into Election Day. The Conference Board says its confidence index, which measures Americans' expectations for jobs, income, and business, jumped quite a bit in October from September. Job openings last month, however, tumbled to their lowest level since January of 2021. Labor Department says they're still above pre-pandemic levels. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison School Board has approved two budgets based on its operating referendum proposal. The district is asking for $100 million in operating costs that would be used for things like maintenance and paying staff. They approved two versions of the budget last night, one if that referendum passes and another if it doesn't. Almost half of school districts across Wisconsin are asking for extra funds this year as money from the state legislature lags behind inflation. However, the district is also asking for $507 million for capital projects. And we've got a hot one today. Can you believe we're saying that on October 29th? We could hit a high of 80 degrees. But a late taste of summer comes with a price. Every single person in Dane County is now affected by drought. Nearly 500,000 of us live here and are now feeling the impact of how little rainfall we've gotten. Nearly 60,000 cattle and 32,000 pigs are feeling those effects too. It's also impacting our corn, soybeans, and hay. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, this is the fourth wettest year on record. So that's the part that can be so hard to reconcile. Experts say that's an impact of climate change, having multiple extremes just within months. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Experts say in recent years they're seeing more diagnoses among two groups, women under 40 and Asian American women. Doctors encourage women to know their bodies, discuss their risk factors, and get regular mammograms. Tran Ho is a breast surgical oncologist in California.
If we're thinking about early stage breast cancers, for example, if it is caught at a very early stage, the 5-year survival rates are near 99% for these women. And so patients do enormously well if we can catch these cancers early.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer here in Wisconsin. It's estimated that 4,300 people are diagnosed every year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night will drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shawangunk Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
With your support on November 5th, you know it's nasty for me? Michelle Obama. Ooh. Ooh. I always tried to be so nice and respectful. She opened up a little bit of a box. She opened up a little bit of something. She was nasty. Ooh. Shouldn't be that way. That was a big mistake that she made.
No. Oh, was it? Wow. Nasty women are back, everybody. Nasty women. I don't know about you, but I like my women nasty like this one.
Look who's here. It's Allison Gill from Mother She Wrote and just general. Hottie boombaladiness.
Allison Gill stars in every podcast ever created. Allison Gill. Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45, Mother She Wrote. I love all. She's in the industry. She's not just a woman. She's a myth. She's a legend. She's an industry. That's why she's Allison Gill, bitches, and you're not.
Have you ever been to Sierra Leone?
Good morning.
Good morning. No, I've never been to Sierra Leone.
Now you have to go.
It rhymes. Oh my
yeah,
God.
I'm from there, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you like me?
Because of you, I actually get messages of people asking me what part of Sierra Leone I'm from.
Oh my God.
You're like, it just tracks in the jingle. That's all.
Yeah, that's
So are you like me? Are you just not want to hear another of stupid voices, stupid flapping Garfield's anus lips? Just little bit of a mistake. Michelle made a. Just like, did you see his crowd had to correct him that World War II has already happened? We were saying earlier, this is our what the actual era that we are living through that we're going to look back someday, right?
Right, yeah. And I think, I mean, for decades, but, you know, we can't, I'm hoping that this election does it. I am tired of him, but we thought he would go away in 2020 when we beat him as well. Mm-hmm. And then the next him is just going to step up. Maybe they won't be quite as annoying, but I mean, we'll be sick of them too. There's always going to be, I think, this problem unless we can open up a huge lead and like just relegate them to the dustbin with a massive blowout.
Do you know people are actually talking about and even writing about that he just wants to be pardoned, that he's going to, it's like basically a hostage crisis we're setting up that, you know, in exchange for he'll go peacefully in exchange for, you know, being pardoned for and not prosecuted for any of his crimes. And I'm gonna guess how you feel about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, thanks. But I'm like more worried about like Elon Musk, right? Like he actually launches our national security satellites and has a top mm-hmm. secret clearance. And, you know, I know that the Department of Justice is investigating him. Multiple agencies are investigating him. But are they not able to do anything? Because he's graymailing him. He could just run out and blurt a bunch of our secrets. He probably already is. But like, I don't even know how you handle somebody like that.
Well, I mean, as someone who started, you know, obviously Mueller, She Wrote is the podcast that, you know, everybody, you know, first remembers you for. And these stories are all out in the open now that he's talking to Putin all the time, Elon Musk, and that, you know, this latest, like, ballots being destroyed was a Russian operation. And I mean, now the plot could not be more obvious about Russia, could it?
Yeah. And we thank Bill Barr for that normalization mm-hmm. Because of Bill Barr, who landed the Mueller plane and prevented any obstruction charges from happening with his fancy memos and get-out-of-jail-free cards that he wrote for Trump, we couldn't hold anybody accountable for talking to Russia. When we found out about that, we were all shocked and surprised. Now it's all out in the open because there was no deterrence from the Mueller investigation, thanks to Barr and his lackeys.
Yeah.
And everybody got pardoned anyway. So now it's like nobody's afraid to do it. And that's why Elon Musk, I think, is in everybody's face. Like, yeah, I'm going to keep giving away my $1 million to voters.
Yeah. Well, despite a stern letter from Merrick Garland. Okay, so listen, I feel like I've left the Merrick Garland train. And I'm just like, I'm sending you a postcard from the future. But okay. I take your points, by the way, about because I know you talk. Go ahead. Talk about this because I heard. I think Bob Seska read one of your tweets. But go ahead.
I know everybody thinks I'm insane, and that's fine. And I will die on this hill.
I just said to Jody, because, I'm not scared of her or tattoos. But anyway, go ahead.
Because on Saturday, Elon Musk announced his lottery.
Right. Yeah.
Sunday, Merrick Garland got the Public Integrity Unit together and the Voting Crimes Unit together, and they met and they decided that they were going to open an investigation and send a letter explaining to Merrick Garland or to Elon Musk that what he was doing is illegal. Because remember how Don Jr. was too dumb to crime?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to make that same mistake. That's what that letter is. You're breaking the law. And now he's continued to do it. Now, we don't know if Garland met with the PA, the Pennsylvania DA.
Joyce Vance made that point, too, that it makes it easier to prosecute when you've already gotten a warning, right?
Right. And he, within 24 hours, opened an investigation and sent a letter. And I don't think it was a warning letter. In the letter, it actually says, you are breaking the law.
Yeah.
You continue to do this. Now, as we know, criminal investigations take a long time, so he probably told the PADA, like, you sue to get an injunction to stop him from doing this. In the meantime, we're going to do an investigation because you got to get documents, you got to get phones, you got to get testimony from people, you got to get witnesses, you got to take it all into a grand jury, you got to get a true bill. That can take a minute. So, we don't know what's gone on behind the scenes. Everybody just assumes because they have this blanket blind hatred for Merrick Garland because they were misinformed about when he started investigating Trump and the coup. And it bums me out. So chapter two, on tyranny, defend institutions, I will not stop.
Okay, no, I don't. And I support you in that. But talk about that a little bit more, because what happens is you read the headline like, the Pennsylvania is going to go ahead and do it. But so talk about that. What you were mentioning is the Philadelphia district attorney filed a lawsuit against Musk in an attempt to shut down this $1 million cash giveaway to registered voters, calling it an illegal lottery. That's the legal. But so... what you're saying is you think he's coordinating with Merrick Garland or with that Merrick Garland told him to go for it. Explain what you just said.
Sure. The DOJ often coordinates with local law enforcement, local DAs and local prosecutors. And, you know, sometimes they're like, are you going to sue? I'm going to sue. Well, we shouldn't both sue. Why don't you sue and I'll do the criminal probe, you know, and they kind of hash it out. Sometimes they don't speak at all. We don't know because the DOJ never tells us anything. And the fact that they never tell us anything leaves open that vacuum where we can all assume that he's a milquetoast missing attorney general who's napping and whatever else everybody says. But, you know, he's back.
You're
there.
Channeling Ellie Mastal now. You are a really good impressionist.
Thank you. But we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. And I don't like to go after our institutions based on things that that we don't know, particularly when, why isn't everybody mad at Chris Mayes, who failed to indict Donald Trump, or Fani Willis, who took longer than Merrick Garland to indict Donald Trump, or Dana Nessel, who hasn't indicted Donald Trump. Nobody's mad at them. And that's because Putin isn't trying to get us to hate them. He's trying to get us to hate our federal institutions.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's hard is it just feels like all of the, you know, this stuff, even Trump saying out loud, Mike Johnson, I have a little secret. It's because they feel like they got away with it. That, like, of course they're planning to do it again. Of course we have people, you know, he has officials in place in certain states that will do the fake elector scheme again, that will refuse to certify, et cetera. And I think you can forgive people for being a little like, wow, is Merrick Garland prepared for this? Is the DOJ prepared for what's happening?
The Supreme Court held it up for 8 months and then gave him presidential immunity. Yeah. And people are blaming Merrick Garland for that.
Yeah. No, I have enough blame to go around. The Supreme Court is absolutely at the top of my list. But I wanted to get your take on this. A federal judge granted a request by Trump's attorneys to extend their deadlines to respond to Jack Smith's immunity motion. Trump's attorneys argued they were displaced and disrupted when Hurricane Milton made landfall near Sarasota. So they asked the court to extend their deadline to respond to the special counsel's immunity motion until December. Judge Chutkan agreed to extend those deadlines. Which the special counsel did not oppose. I don't know, from November this to November that to December. But you can't help it. It just feels like, oh my God, his delay tactic works every time, right?
That's a pretty nominal delay from what he asked for before. He asked for an additional 3 weeks. Well, he asked for an additional 5 weeks, and he was given 3 weeks because Judge Chutkan actually gave Jack Smith an extra 3 weeks so he could go, bam, get another whole shiny new indictment on him from a brand new grand jury. But so it's pushed back a little bit. And this is the first time they've used a hurricane.
That's new.
And you can't, like, you know, I've been through a lot of court proceedings, and you can't really be like if they came in tomorrow and said, you know, my grandmother passed away, you can't really be like, roll her old bones on in here and prove it. We don't believe you. They usually just grant these things. And if somebody says they've been, a lawyer tells the court they've been, you know, displaced by Hurricane Milton, the court tends to believe them. And it's not that much of a delay. The whole response to the immunity motion, Trump asked for, he didn't want to respond until after the election, too. What gets me is that in a separate motion, trying to get the case dismissed because they think Jack Smith was appointed improperly, Donald Trump whines and complains that he's not going to get to tell his side of the immunity story before the election. And Judge Chutkan was like, you asked for an extension past the election. If you would like to turn it in before the election, there's nothing stopping you, sir.
Yeah.
But he does keep getting these extensions. He really does.
Yeah. Despite our, if we have any little small Merrick Garland, you know, differences, I will still love you until the end of time. And this ad that you did, you know, we asked if it's okay to play it because I'm sure it's traumatic every time you got to tell the story over and over again. But to me, you know, how did Frangela say it? They said it best Friday. They're like, this is about Roe, not bros. You know, I'm so sick of the media punditry and the spin. You know it. I know it. We're seeing it in female numbers. Rovember is coming. And there are so many brave women like you telling personal stories is part of what is powering this. So do you mind if we play your ad? Because it's just so beautifully done.
29 years ago, while serving in the U.S. military, I was drugged and violently raped. And that crime resulted in an unwanted pregnancy. At the time, because of the protections of Roe v. Wade, I was able to seek reproductive health care in Florida, where I was stationed. And when Trump's Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, I was immediately worried about all the service members trapped in states with abortion bans, where they might be forced to carry their rapists' babies to term. So I decided to share my story with the Washington Post. And a few months later, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris enacted policy that grants leave, no questions asked, to service members and their families so they can travel to get the reproductive health care they need. The next president of the United States is poised to appoint as many as 3 Supreme Court justices. But if Donald Trump returns to office, he and his Republican lapdogs in Congress will repeal this policy, stranding our active duty service members and their families in states that will deny them access to life-saving reproductive care. Kamala Harris will restore the protections of Roe v. Wade, but she needs a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate to get it done. This November 5th, the choice couldn't be more clear. Vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, but also make sure you vote for Democrats all the way down the ballot. Our freedom is in your hands.
Wow. Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
You posted that on our Women for Harris thing, and I said, this is fantastic, and I want to drive to San Diego and hug you.
Possibly
spoon you. thank you for that. It's, yeah. You know, the fact that we're in this place, too, where, you know, it's like, hey, women, everybody just dredge up their most painful time in their life for us, you know? I mean, it is really astounding where we are in 2024, isn't it?
Well, the storytelling, you know, from the brave women who started the Me Too movement to all of these incredible women, Hadley Duvall, the Thurmans family, just coming forward and sharing their trauma in order to get their stories out there so that people understand the stakes has been incredible. I think the underlying impetus for 2024 and what we see on election day is going to be storytellers.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We have the whole hour with you. So let's let that settle because that is some
okay. If you want,
stuff.
I can give you a list of things that I think Merrick Garland screwed up. If it helps.
Oh, oh yes. Yay! When we come back.
Yes.
Oh,
okay, good.
We can't have nice things again. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery because we're all going to need a little bit of chill for a week.
We have a week.
And you're in luck. CB Distillery's fall sale is on right now. You save up to 40% on everything.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God. Everything. It's like doing that. Okay, if you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, hello, are you a carbon-based life form? Yeah. Or do you have pain after exercise? I do when I do a lot of biking and climbing and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
That lower back thing that you got?
Oh, yeah. CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. Natural solutions for everything. Stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. It's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. A lot of us, I've gotten unsolicited testimonials, people raving about the benefits they've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially with getting better sleep. Now is the time to give them CB Distillery a try. Don't miss this massive sale, up to 40% off your entire order. CBDistillery.com. Enter the code VIP. That's you, VIP. What up? CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. What? Allison Gill threads, by my clock, the LA Times and Washington Post have exactly 12 hours from now to do the right thing. As a woman, I make the rules go. All right. I mean, Allison, that's going to be the other story of our time is this cowardice of the Republican Party, of the mainstream media, of these billionaires. Like we were saying earlier, really, Jeff Bezos, you're not going to get hurt in a second Trump. You'll be fine. All the rich white billionaires will be fine. It's a lot of the rest of us, you know.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But I'm a brilliant businessman. I'm Jeff Bezos. And even though I've long wanted to pull presidential endorsements, I decided to do it 11 days before an election. Like, no, that's either you're a dumb, dumb man.
Yeah.
And don't understand the business that you're in.
Or that's a terrible James. It's a terrible James Comey impression.
Or you're lying to me, right? Like, don't pee on my leg. That, right. You know, especially with your rich pee. I don't need it.
Doing fine with my poor pee over here. So, you were saying before the break, I've said this, I defend you all the time. You've said plenty of things about Merrick Garland and, you know, disagreeing or mistakes you feel like he's made. So I get it. I mean, I totally get it. And like I was saying, you know, Joyce Vance has, you know, echoed some points. So I get, you know, that there are, sadly for us, certain steps that have to be taken in the rule of law. But talk a little bit about what stuff that you have been frustrated with Merrick Garland.
Well, sure. He fought to tooth and nail so that we wouldn't get to see that Bill Barr memo, the Bill Barr memo that screwed over the entire Mueller investigation. He lost to Judge Beryl Howell, and we got to see most of it. He also didn't oppose Bill Barr wanting to represent Donald Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case until, of course, the Second Circuit came back with a decision, and then Merrick Garland said, you know what, you're right. DOJ is not going to represent Trump and E. Jean Carroll. So he overturned what Bill Barr did, but he took a long time to do it. That bummed me out. And then I think he should have appointed a special counsel in 2021, although it wouldn't have been Jack Smith, because Jack Smith was still putting away war criminals at The Hague at that time. So yeah, he wouldn't have been available. It would have been somebody else. But
yeah. So you're a fantastic comedian. You were hilarious at Phoenix Sexy the Role. I got to get your take on this whole Madison Square Garden thing. 29 minutes after the hour. Allison Gill is here, bitches.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Local election officials want you to come see how the process works. Tomorrow is the City of Madison's public test of election equipment. Every municipal clerk is required to do this under state law. They get all their machines in one place, and they essentially run test numbers and cross-check everything to make sure it's all working properly. This also serves as an opportunity for the public to see how everything functions with their own eyes. The election equipment test is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. at 2713 East Washington Avenue. The Village of DeForest is getting a big chunk of money from the Department of Transportation for its new Quick Trip distribution center. WISDOT is giving DeForest $1.5 million for road construction necessary for the new center south of Highway 19. It's expected to create about 400 jobs. This will be the first KTI distribution center outside La Crosse. Currently, everything that Quick Trip uses is made or distributed there. And tonight, people from all over the world will talk about how they fought for democracy. There's a talk on the UW-Madison campus tonight, hosted by the McCain Institute. Activists from Hong Kong, Sudan, Ukraine, and Zimbabwe will talk about how human rights and freedoms are under attack at home and what's on the line when authoritarian leaders are in charge. That discussion is tonight at 6:30 at UW-Madison's Fluno Center. And our beetles trying to get into your house, they are trying to get into mine, and lots of them are succeeding. They may look like ladybugs, but don't be fooled. Here's Brittany Merlot.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October. An invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They have no known predator. While they're mostly harmless, Asian lady beetles do bite. They also live for 3 years and leave pheromones behind, marking their favorite place to return.
That means if you see one in your house, you're going to want to wipe down that surface. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight. And you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
PAs on the Ad Council.
we're close to World War II because we have people in the White House that World War III.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Grampy. Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth.
I like corn on the cob as long as you...
Oh, Allison Gill. It's just... Okay. How is that not just the biggest story after the mainstream media, push Biden out of the race? That this guy, oh, my God. I mean, and that's the other, missed story from the Madison Square Garden thing. He was slurring and stumbling and low energy and just, I mean...
They're so mad that they don't have Joe Biden to go after anymore and that he's the old candidate now. It's you can tell how mad they are that they have to go up against not just a very capable, much younger, way more attractive, super awesome person who's way, smarter and more just better for the job, but, is also a black woman. That drives him insane. And when he finds out that the ellipse has been doubled, her speech tonight has been doubled from 20,000 to 52,000.
Yep.
She's breaking his brain, what was left of it. But so I got to get your take as a comedian on this. It's just, first of all, everyone is called BS. Of course they knew what he was going to. He's known for this racist humor. There's a teleprompter. That they would not vet the people that are speaking. And it wasn't just him. It was a symphony of racism and sexism, right?
Right. And these are hack jokes. These are tropes from like the 70s. Like,
oh my
these
God.
Are just
blacks and watermelons. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you effing kidding me?
What an original joke. And golden rule of comedy. Everybody understands this. And I think the great George Carlin said it best. You don't punch down.
Right.
By the way, I didn't, Jen Kirkman had told us, I didn't know who this guy was. Sadly, there's, a huge industry, I guess, for these racist douche bros, but because Joe Rogan once suggested to Trump that he hire this Tony Hinchcliffe to write for him. So they knew exactly what kind of stuff he was going to do.
Of course they knew.
Oh, yeah. And it was loaded into the teleprompter and he was reading it from the teleprompter and he was workshopping the jokes the night before.
He was.
Yeah. And I love this defense. The crowd didn't mind. Yeah, that was the more... the other racists really liked it. Some Trump spokesperson...
That's really sad.
First of all, she was lauding the diversity of the rally-goers. Okay. Blasting the media for covering one joke in poor taste. It was not one joke. And she said the crowd, they didn't mind. Again, it was a diverse group of people. Oh, please. Okay. The joke fell flat, but the crowd was there because they know who President Trump is, and they know he wants to be a president for all Americans. Oh, please. Oh, my God.
I think my best is with the Trump campaign backed off the Puerto Rico joke, but not the Muslim, Jew, or anything else joke.
Thank you. Where was it? Yeah, Trump. Do I have this story? Trump wanted an apology from, was it Tim Walz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wants an apology from Walz.
Right, not for all of the horrible racist. Do we have it? Where's that montage? Hold, please. Dana Bash, please.
10, 9 and 10.
9, yeah.
Oh, 9.
The reason I'm going to say that is because that comment about Puerto Rico was part of a theme that we heard last night. Here's just some of the other speakers at the rally.
She is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
Americans. Sleeping on their own feces on a bench in Central Park. But the f***ing illegals, they get whatever they want.
Her and her pimp handlers will destroy our country.
When I hear Kamala speak, it sounds like a script from Hollywood with a really, really bad actress.
As Hulk Hogan is such a good actor himself.
Right. He apparently also made an oral sex joke targeting Vice President Harris involving a physical mimicry. Tucker Carlson misidentified Harris's origins in a speech critics are calling racist and weird. Who was the sanitation worker? David Rem called Harris the Antichrist. Businessman Grant Cardone called her the pimp handler thing we just heard.
Yeah.
But he would like an apology from Tim Walz. Trump said Tim Walz needs to apologize for his disgraceful comments smearing Trump supporters. This kind of rhetoric has already inspired assassination attempts.
Oh, God.
From two different registered Republicans.
Right.
Not from anyone on the left.
Well, that's because we're disparaging Trump supporters. So the Trump supporters are getting really mad at Trump and then trying to assassinate him.
Because we're quoting his own generals and chief of staff. Right.
Right.
What Tim Wahl said was, so do your Google on this. Donald Trump has this big rally going on in Madison Square Garden. There's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the 1930s in Madison Square Garden. And don't think for one second he doesn't know exactly what they're doing there. Thank you, Alice. I keep saying I forget, you know, do people forget he started his campaign at Waco? There's no accidents.
Waco, he does all these rallies in sundown towns. He did a hate rally in Tulsa on the 99th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre.
Thank you.
The MSG rally was the same day as the Tree of Life synagogue shooting. Right. These are coordinated. It's just too much to write off as oopsie.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't you love that the October surprise was supplied by him? What a moron.
I said that on today's Daily Beans. I said, like, doesn't the October surprise usually come from the opposing party?
He brought his own rake factory.
Yeah.
Rake steppers.
Yeah, I mean, a former Republican strategist came away shaken after watching the rally. He said it was a call to violence. He said the only reason you have this kind of vitriol at a campaign rally at this stage is to incite violence, either because you know you're going to lose the race, yes, and because you need violence as a buildup to the election, including on Election Day. It could have the greatest impact in Pennsylvania, the one swing state that has a large Puerto Rican community. And he said violence is likely to come in many small places, not one big event. Polling places disrupted are a prime justification for contesting the entire election of key states and throwing numerous states into chaos and contention. That's the strategy. Allison, how concerned are you about that?
There's so many other strategies. What was the nod and the wink about the secret plan with Mike Johnson, you know?
What do you think it is? I can't imagine.
I think he's
maybe something fake electors, don't certify the election, something like that.
Not seat a speaker, not swear in the new Congress, maybe something like that, because he wrongly thinks that you need that. But somebody had pointed out, like, even last night on CNN, that guy said, that MAGA guy said that horrible thing to Mehdi Hasan about keeper. And somebody referred to this with, like, that and the Madison Square Garden rally. It's like an advent calendar of racism.
Yeah.
There's something new every day.
And they always say it's a joke, and we just don't get it. Oh, you're so woke. Oh, you have woke virus.
You guys are just offended. Everyone needs to stop being so offended by everything. You're going to tell Puerto Ricans to not be offended when you've called their nation a garbage island.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah. And it's so far from the spirit of the Trump campaign, who called America a garbage can.
Right.
Right. It's different. Very different.
By the way, this just in, Steve Bannon has been released from federal prison 1 week before Election Day. If you need gout or herpes medication, there's going to be a run on that. I would hurry and get that.
Before I go lock my door real quick?
Buys all of it.
Yeah.
If you need shirts, I would buy those immediately, because he's going to buy up every available shirt.
That's the first thing he's going to do. It's not like Shawshank Redemption where he takes off his shirt. Steve Bannon's going to put on three shirts.
Right, three shirts.
But it's going to be like,
you are a delight, ma'am.
And he won't even have the courtesy to jet off to Z Watanejo.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of Republican, so as of Friday morning, almost 1.4 million Ohioans had already cast their ballot this November's election. But with Election Day drawing close, Ohio's Secretary of State and watchdog organizations have filed new lawsuits tied to voting. Secretary Frank LaRosa's case related to his ability to investigate supposed non-citizen registration has no real chance of affecting who can vote in the current election. But as election watchdogs have argued for months, it could serve as fodder for future claims of election fraud if the election doesn't go a certain way. You are doing a call for Sherrod Brown this week, correct?
Right. Yeah, on November 1st. We're really excited about it. I get to hang out with, like, Drew Carey and Ryan Stiles and Ed O'Neill and Carole King. And it's going to be... It's going to be so much fun, but it's such an important race because, as I said in my ad, we have to give her the Senate and the House too, or we can't codify Roe. And she said she'll get rid of the filibuster to get Roe back on the books.
Good.
Yeah,
I believe her.
And I think you've said it. We got to keep Mike Johnson and John Roberts' filthy paws off this election, right? We got to make it too big to rig, right?
Right, and if we don't have the Senate, it's going to be real hard to appoint some judges and maybe possibly Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, so. Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, but a lot of, I mean, God bless Mark Elias, right? I mean, he just, man, he wins a lawsuit now it's like, what, every hour on the hour practically? Yeah. But yeah, this Ohio lawsuit, like all of them, they're not going to win. But oh my God, how many of these have already been filed? And they're all about stopping people from voting.
All of them. And as I've said, you know, Kamala Harris said that voting is the freedom that unlocks other freedoms. And I say Mark Elias unlocks voting.
Yeah.
He keeps everybody on the rolls. He gets these RNC trash lawsuits thrown out, trying to block people from voting, trying to block our military overseas from voting. They're still trying to do that in Michigan.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin. It's horrible.
And what's that about, Allison? Because they always say that, the military always votes for the Republican. Why are they? It's like they're just trying to suppress. Is it other people that live overseas they assume are going to tend toward Kamala Harris because they're not insane? Like, what is it?
Well, thanks to Democrats abroad, we have a much bigger coalition. But also, thanks to the things that come out of Donald Trump's mouth, the military isn't as supportive of Republicans as they used to be.
Yeah. Well, thank you. By the way, the former Russell Vought, the former director of the Office of Management and Budget during Trump's first term, was caught on video discussing plans to override objections from the Defense Department to deploy U.S. military against American citizens. He discussed plans earlier this year to get around panic on bureaucrats by having Trump invoke the Insurrection Act and then order the military to put down protests. I mean, everything. We're no John Kelly fans. Right? I mean, but yeah. Like, it's his generals and his chief of staff that are doing this warning. Of course I believe them. It's being corroborated daily, right?
Ah, yeah, 100%. I'm not a huge Liz Cheney fan. We don't agree on a lot of policy, but the stakes are different in this election. We all know that.
I think the one thing we can all agree on is Marjorie Taylor Greene has such pretty blonde hair, doesn't
so pretty.
She, Donald's? Hang on, man. Here he is. Yeah, got four.
Four.
Thanks.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong and Marjorie Taylor Greene with that beautiful blonde hair is driving down the highway in a hydrogen car, and the problem with a hydrogen car, if something goes wrong, it's like the atom bomb went off. You're not recognizable. But they say, we think we have it under control. That's not good enough. They'll say, we thought it was Marjorie Taylor Greene riding down the middle of the turnpike, but she's no longer recognizable. We found some of her. I won't say. We love her. Stand up, Marjorie, stand up.
Oh, my God. She was there?
Uh-huh. She was there.
I'm sorry. Was that him talking about her? That was like the Daisy ad.
Yeah.
Goldwater and Miller. Is that?
Scientists to work on hydrogen energy, but he wants us to drink bleach.
Right.
So her beautiful blonde hair is going to get blown up by a
hydrogen vehicle. Versus a gas-powered vehicle, which could also make you
blown up.
It's just gonna be in pieces. This is gonna be in pieces. Did you see yesterday? He wanted to be a whale psychiatrist because the windmills. Yeah. Something also.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Whale psychiatrist.
Okay. Mm. All right. Also, Kamala is, as you know, importing racists,
rapists.
Pardon me.
The American public is outraged that Kamala is importing savage criminals who assault, rape, murder our women and our girls. I'm sorry to say that.
That's not true.
I'm sorry to say that, but that's what's happening.
Okay. Not to be confused with the illegal immigrants that she is personally performing trans surgery on in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allison.
Breathtaking.
It's just like a campaign on acid. Like, I think someday we're not going to believe we lived through any of this, are we?
I mean, who among us has ever seen anything like this? I mean, it was weird in 2020. It was weird in 2016. I mean, it's one of the first things he said was that they're bringing in rapists and Mexicans are rapists and terrible murderers.
Yeah.
But now it's just, now I think, like, it's become so normalized, and I think our media has a lot to answer for.
Thank you.
Coming decades.
Yep, thank you. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's Preciousness and Prescience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Credo Mobile. They came on board. Jody's like, I haven't used them for 20 years.
Yeah.
She was like, duh, both of you. Both of you co-hosts Herp and Derp. We're like, we didn't know. It's America's excellent. Only progressive phone company. You don't have to get in business with someone hanky.
No.
As far as your phone is concerned. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. You get to vote for which ones. Mm-hmm. Is it Planned Parenthood this month?
Who
is
did
it
you
Friends
vote for?
Of the Earth?
I just got it the other voting. Day. It was environmental stuff.
Okay.
I voted. They offer three, and you can vote for all of them or just one that you want. So
oh.
I voted for all three.
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
Jody Hamilton. Just
that's
magic.
Prescient.
Okay. She's my precious.
Uh-oh.
When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you're on Team Jody. So there. Switching to Credo Mobile is smart and easy. All you do, bring your current phone, bring your current number, and bam, when you go to CredoMobile.com, Stephanie Miller, your listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com, type in STEPH25. That is CredoMobile.com.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight. Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Dr. Modi's dogs. Wow. Listen, I can't say enough about this food. I'm telling you, I tell all my friends about it. And now Riley, hello, Marsha's dog, uh-huh. Dr. Marty's dog, Rocky Mountain Mike's dog, Sophie, a persnickety eater, Sean Comiskey's dog, Hefe, a persnickety eater. Not anymore. It's like dog crack. They go crazy. Get your face up in the bag.
All right.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, a ton of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Here's the key. It's raw and freeze-dried. And that means all of the flavor is in there, all of the nutrients, and it's shelf-stable, pantry-safe for you, not messy. It's not that gloppy one. I don't have room in my freezer. I got stuff in there. Okay, save 54%.
You don't want to have to move the popsicles.
Now. 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Nay.
They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Allison Gill is here, host of every podcast ever recorded. Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45, MSW Media, uh-huh. The woman, the myth, the legend, the industry.
Yes.
So we were talking earlier, Allison, about the ballot boxes on fire. Hundreds of ballots lost after Drox boxes seen burning in blue states. Huh. It's so, I wonder who could be behind this. The good news is, we were saying, we have lots of listeners up there. We encourage you, the voters who dropped off ballots were asked to immediately contact the auditor's office, get a new ballot. Do not let these bastards steal this election, right? I mean, we have just got to, this is why I keep encouraging early voting, Allison, because you have time, if there's Republican effort. Yeah. But yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get your ballot in now. The USPS has said we would like to see you send it in at least a week before Election Day. So that would be today.
Yeah.
We have 1 week left to go.
Right. So they're trying to disqualify anyone that arrives after Election Day, which a lot of you can't control, right? If obviously Lewis, let's not get Lewis DeJoy's dirty paws on this election either. How about that?
Let's not.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's your counter, fill it out. Send it in today.
Yeah. Thank you, Allison Gill. Chris, who said I'm resigning from the Post editorial board because the imperative to endorse Kamala Harris over Donald Trump is about as morally clear as it gets? Worse, our silence is exactly what Donald Trump wants for the media, for us to keep quiet. Who said that?
Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, that was a good guess, actually. No, it's the Washington Post.
Okay.
Report. We were just saying, Allison, that I think, you know, the canceling your subscription, though, just punishes the good reporters that are doing a lot of good work. It's not going to affect Jeff Bezos's bottom line a whit, I don't think. And same with LA Times. We know a lot of great reporters here at the LA Times. And, you know, I don't want to punish them because of the billionaire owner. It's cowardice, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of with Ellie Mistal, who you mentioned a little bit earlier.
Don't you use Ellie Mistal against me, because I will Merrick Garland the Jesus out of you, lady.
He said, you know, we as just the regular folk, we don't have a lot of levers to pull. That's one of them. But honestly, boycotting Amazon would hurt him more than putting your Washington Post subscription.
Yeah, that's going to take me a second to let go of that. Allison Gill is going to be on a call for Sherrod Brown. So important, Ohio. We've got to, as Allison said, the Senate and the House for Kamala as well. So thank you, you democracy warriors.
Yes,
you're
the best.
Hottie Boombalati, you tattooed goddess.
You too. I miss you. Fuck me.
It's you too. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour finds us in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with Trigvi Olson and Reed Galen. Come on downtown Viroqua and join us on the air.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.